I've told my friends to make sure the venue is ready. I text you the room number I'm in, and 5 minutes later, I hear your knock at the door. I open the door and am greeted by you. You're dressed in a sharp navy suit with gold accents. It's my favorite one. You look like a James Bond villain, dressed as if you have more important places to be and better things to be doing. We waste no time. I'm in white lingerie, garters, panties, a bustier bra that leaves the top of my tits barely contained. I'm wrapped up for you. We kiss, one of my legs sliding over your hip and your hand on my ass, pressing my crotch against yours. You pick me up and carry me to the bed. You lay me on my back and break our kiss as you stand above me, your hands roaming my body and caressing my cunt over my panties. You comment at how wet I am for you, and I nod, my fingers already in my mouth. I get up and unzip your pants. I kiss your cock, and I tell you I want you on the bed, back against the headboard. You comply, and I crawl to your lap, place your stiff cock in my mouth, and suck on the head, swirling it with my tongue. You moan and press my head deeper onto your cock. I love giving you head. I love the taste of your cock in my mouth. I love hearing you moan my name as I suck and lick it. I love how your balls feel when I kiss them, and how much you enjoy using my mouth for your pleasure. I can hear you getting close, and I take your cock from my mouth and say, "Don't come yet." You laugh and pull me by my hair away from your cock. I get up, pull my panties to the side, and sit on your cock, facing you. We kiss. I plant my hands on your chest and begin to ride you. Slowly at first, I savor the sensation of your big cock inside me. I love feeling how hard you are and how tight my cunt is around you. I move your hands to my breast and my hip. I know how much you love holding my wide hips as I fuck myself on you. I moan, plead, and say your name as I ride your cock. I fuck myself faster, closer to coming on you. I can feel and hear you getting closer as well. With each moan, with each hip gyration, we both get closer to climax. Again, I tell you, don't come yet. I slow down, stop, and get off of you. I turn around and press my pussy against your face from behind. I put the head of your cock inside my mouth again and begin to suck as I feel your hands on the side of my ass and your tongue lapping against my clit. I love the way you eat my pussy. You lose control and devour it, getting my juice all over your face. You're like a starving animal when you give me head. You use your thumbs to spread my swollen lips and your tongue to fuck me just enough to leave me desperate for your cock. I get lost in the sensation of you licking my clit, and you buck your hips to slide your cock in and out of my mouth. I focus again on sucking your cock. I kiss and lick the swollen head before bobbing my face on it. I take as much of you into my throat as I can while gagging and spitting all over it. That pushes you to lick me faster. I can feel you coming close, and I plead for you to stop. I beg you to stop. I tighten my grip on your cock to show that I'm serious, and I hear you growl as you take your face away from my cunt. I turn back around, sit on your cock again, and fuck myself faster. You raise up, your hand on my ass, holding me close, and the other on my neck, squeezing my throat. We kiss, me trapping your bottom lip with my teeth, and you moaning into me. I release your lip to moan that I need to come. I want to come with you. You tell me to come on your cock. I push you back against the headboard and fuck myself on your dick. You're so close. You call me a slut, a bitch, your dirty whore, and we come together. A crescendo of moans and panting as our orgasms roll through our bodies. Before getting up, I pull you by your jacket, close to me, kissing you with complete lust and passion. I slide off your cock, cover my pussy again with my panties, and rub my crotch. I want them wet, soaked with the evidence of our secret. In 20 minutes, I'll legally become another man's property. He will be my husband, and I will be his wife. Only you and I will know the secret in my panties until he discovers it later. As I walk down the aisle to another man, I'll know who owns my cunt. And while he knows he will never be a man, he will never be as good as you. He's content in knowing that I'll be his wife. But my cunt belongs to you. Now and forever.